producer today. Ms. Byhun will help you, and we'll get one out to you, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much, John.
Hey, Matt, thanks for listening. I have 30 seconds, Kevin. You were in my little town of Ottawa judging a barbecue contest.
I will be going back to Ottawa. I'm not just saying this because it's your town and all. That's the first time I've really spent some time down there. We had a great time.
Did you eat well?
Ate some great barbecue, some bar food. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The people were all nice. We had a great time.
Did you go to a pub afterwards then?
Yeah, we were kind of in and out. There was the park there where there was live music and all that, and some people were kind of going into one of the local bars and then back out to the fest. So we were kind of bouncing around.
Yeah. They got good food, good beers, stuff like that. They're nice people, nice little park.
And the menu, I looked at the prices like, man, this is nice. These are different than Chicago prices, that's for sure.
A $9 martini, what?
Yeah.
$6 beer or whatever.
It was like $8 or $9 for a burger and french fries on the menu. I'm like, that is nice. That's a good deal.
And then was it easy for you to determine who had the best ribs, pork, and chicken and all?
Yeah, there was 20 judges, John. There was a whole system they had in place. We were jotting them down. We were very
20
secret.
20 judges or 20 barbecuers?
20. There were both, actually. So they spread us out into groups, and they bring all the food into the tables. We don't know what it's the box of food just associated with a number, and then we kind of judge it and write it down.
Were you barbecued out at the end?
Yeah.
Not really.
Boy, did they have the right guy for the job.
Kevin, remember?
Yeah, I once judged a rhubarb contest, and I haven't had rhubarb since.
Well, we're glad you had a nice time. WGN Radio News and more of that from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom's coming up.
We put wood floors.